We are learning Masechta Pesachim Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top, beginning of a line. The Gemara said that we have a Lacha Moshe V'Sinai that all Kachim that becomes Pasul, it's talking about Pashas Psul HaGuf, all Kachim are Psul HaGuf, according to our Tanakam at least, they all have to be burnt. Now, our Mishnah says that Dafka Psul HaGuf, but not Psul Machmas Dava Acher, that in the Ibetzura, then it's burnt. So Gemara asks, L'tana Debe Rabba Ravua, the Ama Filu Pigal, Ton Ibatsura, we know we had Rav Ravu, we had it twice already in the Masechta, that he holds that even Pigal, which is Psul HaGuf, also needs Ibatsura. You don't burn it right away. You wait till the next morning and then you burn it. So how do we know that, Manalan? Yalef Oven Oven Menoiser. The way you know that is, you learn out Oven Oven from Noiser. That by Noiser we know it's only burnt after overnight, that what Noiser is. And it says by Pigal, Loshen also, Avoyna Tisa, and it says by Noiser also, Va'oichlav Avoyna Yisa, we learned Oven Oven for Noiser that needs Ibatsura. Freit the Gemara, V'nelef Oven Oven V'chatas Da'aron. Why do we learn out Oven Oven V'chatas Da'aron? Chatas Da'aron is the case, the story of Shmini L'Meluim, there they burnt it on the spot. So if you're learning out Oven Oven, why do you learn out from Chatas Da'aron that you burn it on the spot, you don't need Ibatsura? Bishlam Fi'arm Tanakama, it's good, because that was Psul HaGuf. We understand it. But Rabbi Avu holds even Psul HaGuf, what needs Ibatsura? So if it needs Ibatsura, so why don't you learn that from Chatas Da'aron that you do it right away? And for the Gemara, Amalah, Chatas Da'aron ki agav na nabi Ibatsura l'dayr esbayi. Even Chatas Da'aron, which is a seer Rosh Chodesh, after that year, if it ever becomes possible, you need Ibatsura. There, Hasam Ra'a Shah, he saw. It was a Ra'a Shah that said you burn it right away, don't bring a Raya from there. So even oven will not help us anything because there it's a Ra'a Shah and that won't help us. Now the Gemara goes back to those psukim that we said, the Gemara doesn't ask. We learned that now, that the Lacha Moshe V'Sinai is, that things that become possible need Sreifa, and Shaila is, what do you need the other two psukim? The pasuk there says, V'abasa Shiga V'chol Tomei Lo Yecha V'eish Yisarech, what do you need that pasuk? And what do you need the pasuk of V'chol Chata Shiju V'madam V'el Ma'ed L'chap V'kayish Lo Yisarech V'eish Yisarech? What do you need these two psukim? So the Gemara, Hashem the meaning called Psule de Kodesh. B'Sreifa, now that we said all Psule of Kodesh are Sreifa Loishna Kachem Kachem. Loishna de Kachem Kachem. Loishna Kachem Kalem, Gemara Gemira Loishna Lachem Meshma Sinai. So by Kodesh, Be'esh Tisarif, the Pasuk that says, V'chochatas HaShehuva Medaba, that Pasuk that says, Be'esh Tisarif, lovely, what do you need that Pasuk for? The Gemara answers, Ahume Bayale, Shesreifasa Be'Kodesh. That it has to be burnt inside the Beis HaMikdash. All other Kachim Kalim, unless it becomes Noyes, you can burn anyone in Yerushalayim. This has to be burned B'Kodesh. This has to be burned B'Kodesh. And this is a Derais Tika Din. Actually, the Din that it has to be burnt in Yerushalayim for Kachim Kalim, according to Toysvis on Daf Mem Tes, only the Rabbanan Tika Din. Even though Rashi a lot of times says, but he brings this Pasuk as a Rai that has to be even Derais in Yerushalayim, but Toysvis says this Pasuk is talking about Kachim Kachim. Akaponim, what we do from this Pasuk is that it has to be burnt B'Kodesh B'Esh Yisar. Now, what do you do with the Pasuk of Tameh? That pasuk says that abbas becomes tummy, you have to burn it. Lamali, tuma we would think is different. Tuma, every other psul we know from the Lacha Moshe V'Sinai, we would think tummy is not part of Lacha Moshe V'Sinai. What's the reason? Sakadak lemino, kol psulay de kodesh could go in londamba, all psulim of kodesh. Let's say londamba, the dam was left overnight, he couldn't spritz it. Over nishbach damba got spilled out. The yotz damba went out. Nishlo v'laylo, he made shchita v'laylo. All those things, the Misreifa, we understand it's Sreifa. You know why? Less the Bechulim. Because those Psulim are not applicable to Chulim. Aval Nitva Tuma, the Bechulim Nami Mifsul, it's applicable also by Chulin. Eima Hoyl Vesava Uvdin Lechoyl, since he did a Uvdin Lechoyl, which is Shayich by Chulin also, Eima Loisabay Sreifa. It will be like a Chil of the culture, you already Sreifa. Vetiskile Bekvura, be not Bekvura. Kamash Lon, no. Kamash Lon, not. Now, what does it mean that Nitma is Shayich by Chulin? So there's two pshatim in the Mefarshim. The Darash Shmuel learns that nitba b'chulim means because it's shayich b'chulim to become tameh. You can't have nishbach dama b'chulim. B'chulim could become tameh. But it's a little shver that pshat because it's not really a psul b'chulim. Psul is not really a psul. So other Mefarshim say it means truma and ma'isa sheni. Truma and ma'isa sheni, they're some tameh pas by it, and even though it's chulim, it's really chulim. So that's what it means, it's pas b'chulim. So you want to say like this, that you know you're lachma yashina all psul b'kaidesh. Need psula dik kaidish, need sreifa, but you would think tameh is not a regular psula dik kaidish because the psula applies by other things also. So you think it's enough bekvura because it's a little bit of a chil on it. Kamashla, no, that it needs sreifa. Zot the Gemara Vaita. We learned at the end of our Mishnah, a machlekes. If nitmu bailim, which was psul machmas davacha, Tanakama says in the Ibatsuro, Rav Yochanan Mabreika says no, it's like psul aguf, and you not need you don't need Ibatsuro, it's very familiar. Machlekes, Rav Yochanan Mabreika, and Tanakama. Omar Rav Yosef, machlekes shenitmu bailim achazrika. The machlekes is where the bailim became tamei achazrika, which means what? The schazi basel achila. The shechita and the zrika was good, the bialim was still around, he still got able to eat. So it was a mamash of kosher carbon from beginning to end. And then it became tamei, that's where the machlekes is. Aval nitmu bialim from the zrika, lo yischazi basel achila, if the bialim was tamei rebe shah zrika, that means when he made zrika ready, it was impossible for anyone to eat it, because the shloim menuyim don't eat it, and the manuyim is tamei. And the person who was counted in his tamei, lo yischazi basel achila, the v'yakol yisarif miyad. That kuliyam be psul aguf. Why? The zrika was never good. That's the Gemara's first lashon over here. Yosef says that if you've come to me before the zrika, since it never was edible for anyone to eat, la halacha, therefore it's a psul aguf and it's sarif miyad. Meisve and ask your kasha. Zeh klal, the Braita says that this is the klal. Kol shepsula begufoy yisarif miyad. We had this Braita before. Zaka kol shepsula begufoy yisarif miyad. Earlier on the Masechta, I'll have a dollar around. Zaka kol shepsula begufoy, any psul aguf yisarif miyad. But dam ubebailim to ubat sura. So if it's a psul of dam, which is not in the guf of the basa, or the bailim to ubat surasa, the yosel is a sreifa. You first wait for ibat sura, wait overnight, and then you burn it. It says in this Braita, k'toni bailim dumi de dam. Ma dam, if dam is pasul, has to be l'fnei zrika, because after zrika no psul dam. So my dam fez rika, af bailam fez rika. It must be the same thing by bailam as the psul fez rika. So what do you see? Even if the bailam comes fez rika, which the carbon never became edible, still the loch is, you have to do ibatsura. So how can you say here it's a kuliyama that way? So to Gemara, you're right. I'm going to change it. Ella, iyat mahach yitma. Machloikis, the whole machloikis is shnitma bailam fez rika. Only there, the loyis chazi basal achila, the havlik psula begufoy, there Rabbi Yechim Abreik will have a shita. And still, Tanakama argues even there, and holds that's called psul machmas dava acha. Aval nitmu bailam acha zrika, if the bailam comes to me after zrika, the chazi basal achila, that the basal became royal achila, divri hakoil, psuloi machmas dava acha, it's called psul machmas dava acha, uboyi ibetsura. And he's ibetsura because there was very royal achila. So we're saying the whole Rabbi Yechim Abreik is only if it happens before zrika. That's the Rav Yosef's nupshat. Rav Yechon argues. Rav Yechon Omar, af la'achaz rika na'am machlekes. And both Rashi and Tosfos point out, Rav Yechon is saying, af la'achaz rika na'am machlekes. I mean, machlekes is both ways. According to Rav Yechon Breika, the Baam comes tamei, side before zrika, side la'achaz rika, it's a psul aguf, and you don't need ibatsura. According to Tanakama,
you don't need
ibatsura. You're misaraf miyad. Right, yeah, you don't need ibatsura. According to Tanakama, you need ibatsura, both cases also. Sal Fnezrika's Akazu. Even Fnezrika wasn't Royu, never became Royu to eat, still it's not called Psul Aguf. That's the Machlekes Rav Yechanan, and that's the Machlekes Tanakam Yechanan Breika, according to Rav Yechanan. The Machlekes are both cases. Now, the Gemara is going to say that this Rav Yechanan that was Machadish to us, that even after it was Royu La'achila, even after Zrika, still it's called Yisarf Miyad, it's called a Psul Aguf, is going to Shitasai somewhere else. But as the Rav Yechanan Tamei, the Omer Rav Yechanan, Rav Yechanan Mabreika, Rav Yechanan says, Rav Yechanan Mabreika of our Mishnah, remember, Rav Yechanan of our Mishnah says, Rav Yechanan Mabreika is going even after Zrika. He says, Rav Yechanan Mabreika, Rav Namichem, Yomru Dava Echad. Rav Yechanan Mabreika had Amarim, that even after it's Royu, and the Baam comes Tamei, still it's Misarif Miyad, because it's called the Psulagot. That's Rav Yechanan Mabreika. And Rav Chem Yamahi, the time of the Raisa. Rav Chem Yomru Prey, Anidas Nisifa. There's a Machlaikis, why Taka? Did Aaron HaKoyin burn the Sar Rosh Chodesh? What's the reason Itaka did it? So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Either it became Tomei, or because he held, he wasn't allowed to eat it while he's a Oinen. Moshe told him that even though you usually not eat Kachem in the Oinen, here you're allowed to eat an Oinen. So Aaron said that's only about a Kache Shah. But the Kache Dairis, which means the Kachem that will be here for Dairis, a Oinen can eat. That was Aaron's tying it back. Aaron said, you're right, the new kabbalas that happened today, we have a special xeris of kosher, we're allowed to eat it, special hirah shah. But the kabbalas that are lodiris, you can't eat. That was the answer. So, pre-aninus is for zu. Lekach nema ka'ela, that's why he said, Aaron said, you think I burnt it for some reason? Ka'ela, these were kabbalas that happened by another of you who died. That was a story there. Now, that was a story there. The Gemara doesn't explain that aninus is ki'ilu something happens after Zrika. Even though he became an oinin before Zrika, but it's the same thing like after Zrika. Why? Because when someone's an oinin, his carbon is kosher. His carbon's kosher. It's not a psul in the carbon at all. So it's always like after Zrika, the carbon went bekashrus, just you can't eat it. And still you burn a miyad. So what do you see? He holds that the sreifa miyad on someone who has a problem about eating something. So he says, if Yechim and Broik holds the same thing like Rav Nechemya, he's obviously talking after Zrika, even after Zrika. Oinen, that brings a carbon, it's not, even if it's that becomes oinen before Zrika, after Zrika, it makes no difference. That mile and mile is why. Oinen, the difference in Pesach and Ninus. By a Pesach, a guy who is Tomei cannot bring a carbon Pesach. So when he's Tomei before Zrika, the Zrika is going to cost him Zrika, the carbon never becomes edible. Mashenkin, by someone's oinen, the carbon's a good carbon. The carbon's a fine carbon. And here the case was, even if the Ngadol is allowed to do it by Ninus, allowed to work by Ninus anyway, it was a good carbon. The problem is you can't eat it. And even though the whole problem was you couldn't eat it, Rabbi Chemi said, you burn it miyad, you sarf miyad. So you see, Rabbi Chemi holds Rabbi Yechon Abreika. Now Rabbi Yechon Abreika holds, even after Zrika, you burn it miyad, only if you Rabbi Yechon is that way. So it's very geshmak. Rabbi Yechon says, Rabbi Yechon Abreika and Rabbi Chemi hold the same thing. V'haninus, k'la'ach ha-Zrika, it's like la'ach ha-Zrika, v'chi yistarf, la'atas to yistarf. You burnt it on the spot. You burnt it on the spot. So it's a raya that's Rabbi Yechon Shita. I think it's Kedai to finish to the Mishnah, it's one hemshech. So Gemara says, one, there's Rabbah's voice of another man, the Omar, who according to Rabbah also agrees to this idea that something after Zrika is burnt miyad. We'll see, Rabbi Yechon says it's not a raya from there, it's no dimin whatsoever, but Rabbah holds it basically is a raya to this. Rabbah Moisef after Rabbi Yisrael Glili, the title into the Braisa. Rabbi Yisrael Glili is going on the pasuk that we mentioned before, Derech Agav. There's a pasuk that says, V'chochatos asha yuva medom al oil moyed, l'chavim ha-kodesh, loy soichal be'ishtus aref. So Pasha, we said before, like Rabbanon's Pshat is the Masechtas Pesvachim, the Pshat is a Chatos, which is a Chatos Chitzoinis, that you brought the dam into Ra'al Mayed, it's Pasha. That's one Pshat. Basically, it's the Pshat is Pasha. This Pasha is talking about Chatos Pnimius, that are supposed to be brought inside. And still it says in this passage, well, Chatos HaShayuvah Madom Al Oil Mayed L'Chaper B'Kaydesh, rather in Banach Chumash says, L'Shon L'Chaper B'Kaydesh, it's much like that, Mandi Yomar, L'Chaper, it's when in L'Chaper, Loi Soichal Be'ish Yisar. So basically learns Taish the passage means, Loi Soichal, because you can't eat Chatos Pneumius, you don't eat it, you burn it. And Be'ish Yisar means, in a case where it becomes possible, you burn it Be'ish. That's how he learns Pshat in this pasuk. The Tanya, basically the Eimer. Kol inyan kula, this whole pasuk, inyan medabe o parim hanisrafim, o vasir hanisrafim, those are parim, those are chatas ha-pnimiyos, which are examples, par helm dov shel tzibur, the sa'ir of Yom Kippur, those are examples of parim hanisrafim, vasir hanisrafim, say nez mekayman. Elo parim hanisrafim, vasir hanisrafim, lisroif psuleim ha-beis ha-bira. One part of Allah is that if it becomes possible, you burn it in the Kaddish. And relief loisasa al chilasam, and it's loisasa to eat it, even when it's kosher to eat it is loisasa. So that's a learned pshat in this brayso. Omru loy chatos shenitlas dam lefnay lefnim minayin. If you learn this pasuk for a regular chatos pnimiyos, how taka do you know the halacha of a regular chatos that you brought inside? How do you know it's possible? We learned this pasuk. Rabbanu learned this pasuk. That's the makar that a regular chatos that you brought the dam inside is possible. How does he clearly know that halacha? He doesn't have his pasuk. His pasuk is something else. His pasuk uses for chatos pnimiyos. So they asked him, how do you know that halacha? Omalahem, we know from the pasuk by the story of Moshe and Aaron. Omalahem, hein lehuva is dam ba'alakoyos panima, mechlal di inafik, ihi, inami ayil, it's mashmef, went out or went in, dam of esreifa, al dam of benim esreifa. So that's where Yisrael says his raya is from. So this, now the Gemara brings, Rabbi says, Rabbi Yisrael holds that there's a raya from the case of Moshe and Aaron, that if you bring something inside, it is puzzle. Now there, what they do, they made a sreifa miyad. And I would have understood sreifa miyad if you bring the dam inside. I bring the dam inside is a psul dav achar. So it's a raya that Rav Yezgli also holds psul dav achar is sreifa miyad. That's what Rav is saying. Have another Madiyama holds psul machos dav achar is sreifa miyad. Rav Yechanan, who didn't count as one of the Madiyama, says, what are you talking about? So a dam of basa chada milsahi. That's called psul aguf with dam. Dam is called psul aguf if you bring a dam inside. Dam basa chad milsi. Bailim is milsa achriti. Bailim is milsa achriti. Don't bring a raya from a case of psul dam that deer was in the ibatura to psul bailim. Psul bailim is a much bigger chiddush. It's a new darga. It's a much bigger dava achar than dam. Therefore, Rabbi Yechon did not count basically as the other man the Yamar.